This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas militants have released two hostages that had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. The hostages were identified by media as two elderly Israeli women from a kibbutz in southern Israel. A U.S. official said Monday that Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try and secure the release of more hostages. Palestinian officials and witnesses say heavy airstrikes across Gaza have demolished buildings and killed hundreds of people. Steve Karish, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he and the Pope were on the same page in terms of the best way to assist in the ongoing conflict in Gaza.
And I laid out to him what the game plan was, how we thought we should be providing the kind of assistance to Israel that needed. And the Pope was across the board supportive of what we're doing.
Biden spoke with Pope Francis on Sunday and discussed the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, the White House and the Vatican said in separate statements. There were more explosions in Gaza on Monday when Israel's military said airstrikes were targeting Palestinian militants, whilst ground forces had mounted limited raids into the enclave. The targets, the military said, were militants assembling to repulse any wider Israeli invasion. As each side prepared for the next stage of war, Palestinian group Hamas said on Sunday its fighters had engaged an armored force infiltrating a southern area of Gaza.